This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Money flying everywhere in baseball, and I heard the beginning of the warm-up show today. This is one of those topics that gets Al all fired up, and Jerry and Al go back and forth. This is actually, because you guys were talking about the famous fraud drop, that was part of this argument. That was baseball attendance that you guys were arguing about. And this argument is sort of similar to that, which is that Al sees all this money that gets spent in baseball and says baseball is just, it's all because of the TV and the package deals with cable and people that are paying for the regional sports networks that aren't watching it, and it's just not sustainable, and it's gotten to the point now where it's sickening to see all this money. Now, for me, Steve Cohen, that's an easy one to figure out. Like, Steve Cohen is a skazillionaire. He's got billions and billions of dollars. He is spending the money. He's not making money on the Mets. He spent $4 billion buying the Mets, and now he's spending all this money to bring in these players. But a team like the Texas Rangers, I have no idea who owns. Do you know who owns the Texas Rangers?
I don't know.
Is it a billionaire?
I'm sure it is. They, you know, remember they built a new stadium down there, right. And they
just Google it.
Spent $500 million on two infielders. They're right. Trying to be like the Padres.
Sure.
Padres, I think, have like $800 million in their infield.
Absolutely.
Now, so, I will say this.
Ray Davis and Bob Simpson are the owners of the Texas Rangers. Now, the Texas Rangers, as you mentioned, just spent a whole ton of cash. Now, where's that money coming from? And they built a brand new stadium as well.
Probably part of their regional sports network, and they do have a very good fan base. People love going to their games down there. I'm assuming that they're a part of the worth of the net worth of their franchise has probably skyrocketed with that new stadium. And they do other things in that stadium. It's not just baseball.
Yeah. I mean, you say that they have people love going to their games. You're actually right about that. There was a couple of teams that had over 2 million fans last year, and the Texas Rangers were one of them.
They have a good fan base.
Yeah, so the Cardinals were up there, the Dodgers, the Braves, and the Braves, believe it or not.
Well, the Braves, remember, they moved their new stadium out of downtown Atlanta, moved it up into the suburbs. This is what the Chicago Bears want to do out in Chicago. They want to get out of Soldier Field. It's the smallest field in all of the NFL, and they bought an old racetrack outside of Chicago, and they want to build a whole new stadium and kind of like a Patriot Place and Green Bay Packer Place, all that stuff. They want to do a whole thing for the Bears.
So basically, where you get most of the money from, if you're a baseball team that maybe isn't one of these teams that is selling out every night,
you're going to get it from your regional sports network. You're going to get your money from your national television deals. You're going to get money from your local radio deals. We know how much this station pays the Yankees. We know how much 880
well,
pays
the Mets. That's a drop in the bucket.
That's a drop in the bucket, but it all adds up at the end of the day. Yeah. It all adds up, man. It's ticket sales. It's internet streaming sales. It's everything. It's you throw it all in there, and then using the stadiums for other events that are outside what the CBA would call for you to share with the players.
Yeah, but baseball, I think, is at its least popular moment in my lifetime. But yet the money is bigger than ever. And I think that's what sort of Al's argument is. we see this World Series ratings go down and down and down, and the ratings for some of these teams go down and down. It's basically regional. And the sport is as, I don't know what, it's the least popular moment is the best way I could put it in my lifetime.
Well, I can tell you, it's 162 days of entertainment. And maybe even more than that when you start counting in spring training and all the stuff.
Yeah, guess what? We don't care about your baseball memories. No one cares.
See, he gets fired up.
I know.
I was at a game in 1969. No one gives two craps.
Really gets him going. He's tweeting about it yesterday, tweeting about today.
I was trying to tell him, I said, you know, for a guy like Steve Cohen, man, this is you know, this is a vanity play. This is ego. This is, I could run my entire life through the Mets and lose money and write it off on my taxes at a whole nother level that you can't even imagine what goes on, you know? So.
Yeah, it's a great story for you. No one cares.
Well, it's a good story for us as Met fans because we care. And the fact that he just spent $254 million.
Yeah, I don't think fans worry about it at all. They just want their guys. They just
the
want
guy.
Players.
But it's interesting to me that a guy making $60,000 a year will debate whether Max Scherzer is worth $150 million. That's just insane.
Of course not.
It's so dumb.
Yeah. Well, what's crazy to me is
how much is Apple paying, Tom Hanks to do Finch?
All right, but guess what? Tom Hanks isn't going to show up to a.
By the way, very good. I saw it.
I saw it too. You thought very good?
Yes, for a post-apocalyptic, you know.
Mad Max type of movie.
Like the third actor was a dog who got a credit.
Why is every Tom Hanks movie just Tom Hanks, though?
Because he makes the most money. He's like the Max Scherzer of movie.
That's for another day.
Go ahead.
But my point of like comparing to Tom Hanks or Bruce Springsteen, they don't fail when they you don't show up to a Bruce Springsteen concert and two songs in, he sucks and leaves.
But do you really believe it? And maybe he is competing with other artists out there, but he has a library of hits that you're going to hear him sing, and he's going to give you a great
consistent.
But in athletics, you know, you're playing against other guys that are getting paid as well,
right? But if you're getting paid $200 million, should be able to get through a lineup of scrubs, what he's going
to
face.
Well, I try to tell you that he's still human. And,
why it doesn't make sense.
How much money he was making when he first started compared to what he's making now? I mean, he has made it through the car wash of his entire season. Like, this is where these baseball players make their money, is late in their careers.
Now, do you think the Mets are going to raise ticket prices because of this?
Doesn't matter. No one's there anyway.
No, but I think people will buy tickets. I do believe that there's going to be more season ticket purchases.
I know, but here's what I know. When I turn the TV on July 27th, there's going to be no one at the stadium.
If they're first place,
as usual,
and it's a weekend, I think you'll have
I don't understand.
Scattered around.
I don't understand.
Sprinkled about.
Why you give two craps about any of it. All that matters is that we got one of the best pitchers in the history of baseball. He's in our uniform. And you know what? Come next September, when we're sitting here, hopefully he and Jacob deGrom are leading us to a World Series.
So get lost, loser.
And you know exactly what this place is like when we have a winning baseball, football, basketball, or hockey team. You know what it's like.
I will say that it is frustrating going to a game and paying the $50 to park, the concessions, the ticket price. It's insanity.
Then don't go
I don't.
No, but you do go. Let's say you do go.
Yeah.
And Max Scherzer sucks in inning number one, and he's gone.
Right.
Now
You feel like a sucker.
Yeah, sucker.
Yeah,
MCs.
Yeah, I don't go to a lot of games now because it's inconvenient at this point in my life.
So, I mean, how do you feel about Matthew Stafford? The last three games, he's thrown three pick sixes, and they've lost three in a row, and they added Odell Beckham Jr. and Von Miller, and they got money.
And they're off of Al's fraudulent five because of that.
That's fine because they still have millions of people watching.
Yeah, like the top 10 TV shows of the year
are all football.
Yeah, eight of them are football games.
And by the way, I'm a part of number one.
Oh, are you?
Oh, yeah.
Like, why won't this is
Raiders
all we
Cowboys.
Need.
All right, nice. Pretty good.
All you need to know about this is Major League Baseball will not allow you to pay them for the app to watch the Mets and Yankees. They will not let you do it.
Yeah, in your blackout areas.
Blacked out.
Right.
Because they know they're screwing their cable companies who they're all in bed with.
Right, exactly. Like, I can't stream a game somewhere if I am out
at a restaurant and I wanted to watch a game like underneath the table or something, I can't do that if I'm 10 blocks away from my house.
Or if you just wanted to not have cable, but you love the Mets and you want to pay for the Mets, you
can't do it.
I have my Optimum app and I watch my Rangers wherever I want.
Because you're paying for it.
Yeah, well, I'm not paying for the NHL app. I'm paying throughout the Optimum.
Right.
I could pay for both if I want, or I could pay for ESPN Plus.
Well, this is what we were talking about with that dispute with MSG and how they were saying, wait a second, we don't have that many people that are interested in this, and this is the amount of money that you want.
Then drop it.
Yeah, right.
But that's up for the cable company to drop it.
Yeah.
And then you as a consumer have got to go somewhere else to find it.
Right, which is what's happening
around
the world.
And so Gunnar's up in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he cut the cord.
He's a cord cutter.
And, you know, like he was telling me yesterday, he goes, you know, that I he loves ESPN Plus. He goes, it's the best thing that ESPN's ever done. You know, according to him anyway, because he's a huge ESPN guy and loves, you know, game day and all that other stuff. And he loves to watch his hockey. So he's very happy with ESPN Plus. But, you know, he's buying that specifically. And this way he doesn't have to buy it through the cable company, you know. I mean, there's 9 million different ways that you can do this.
But not with the regional sports networks. There's not 9 million different ways. There isn't.
I mean, if that went away, it would significantly hurt the finances of baseball.
Yes, 100% it would. Yeah.
I mean, that's where a lot of this money is coming from. There's so many markets that are dead markets. And especially now with revenue sharing. And there's teams like the Pirates that just pocket the revenue sharing money, pocket the regional sports network money, and don't put a competitive team on the field.
Yeah, and you want to know something? They're happy that they're not. It's kind of a double-edged sword. So, all right, so you just paid Max Scherzer $130 million for 3 years. You just went over the luxury tax cap threshold, which means we're getting more money.
Yeah, of course. But what are they doing with
that
money? So
they're unhappy that he paid the player, but and on the other side of it, they're very happy because he's over the luxury tax threshold, and they're going to receive money from that.
I mean, how many teams, though, are just non-competitive with their payrolls that are taking that money?
I don't know. I think the Rays stand.
But they're the outlier.
I know, but they show you that you can do it if you do it the right way.
Yeah, but there's more teams like the Pirates and the Orioles than there are the Rays. There are. There's more teams that are bad every single year and don't spend any sort of money and just take the money that they get because it's a business as opposed to investing in the team.
Well, just be thankful that you're not one of their fans.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you know, you could be a Yankee fan and the Yankee, you know, think about the Yankees. It's not just a baseball team. It's the brand.
Sure.
As well. And as a brand, you know, this is one of the top five brands worldwide. In the sports arena.
Yeah. I also think that it's hilarious that we're sitting here, you know, celebrating and everybody's going nuts over baseball and there's going to be a lockout. I mean, and that lockout might continue into the regular season. Like, we all have sort of, you keep saying that we forget about Robinson Cano. We're just talking about this lockout like willy-nilly.
No, I'm not forgetting about that.
I mean, my goodness. Especially, there could be games missed.
Especially with the Major League Baseball Players Association hired to do their negotiating.
This could drag on and on and on and on. And then what? Then all the fans are all fired up about baseball this year because you sign this guy, you sign that guy, you're going to be turned off and say, screw this, I'm never going to go to a game again.
So they hire a lawyer whose job is to defend and fight for the players. And if he doesn't improve what the players want them to improve on, then he's not worth the money that they're giving him to do the job.
Sure.
So he is basically going to be what they would call a fly in the ointment no matter what the situation is.
100%. And we've seen in the past, nobody fights like the MLB Players Union.
And they've hired what I would call a top gun in this arena that's going to be very serious, and Manfred and his guys are, you know, Manfred is a labor lawyer. That's what his background is.
Yeah,
not a baseball guy, he's a labor lawyer.
Right, that's why he's here.
And this is the most important part of Rob Manfred's job right now is this CBA.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.